Exodus chapter 9. With the words of Pharaoh, verses 27 and 28, I've sinned for sure this time. God is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Pray to God. There seems to be a ray of hope. Unfortunately, they were just words. We all know stories of people who, in times of serious crisis, such as the illness of a child or the possible loss of material values, have approached God, as did Pharaoh, confessing that they have sinned and that God is just, and they promise God to follow him or serve him with devotion. Many times, strong emotions surround these promises. Sadly, when the problem is solved, also like Pharaoh, we return to the routine of the previous life, forgetting the emotional words of our confession. It should not be like that, and it's not always like that. There are also sincere confessions and real changes that are not only seen by God, but also by the people around us, and God, in his mercy, shows his favor towards them. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail, verse 26. John Newton, author of Amazing Grace, said, I am not what I should be. I'm not what I want to be. I am not what I hope to be in another world, but I am still not what I used to be. And by the grace of God, I am what I am. You and I, by God's grace, can also be.